Dominus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis.
Dear Saint Joseph, after Mary, you're the most powerful intercessor before God. In a sense, Jesus remains obedient to you and will listen to you as you bring my intentions to him. Because of this, I especially want to entrust myself to your fatherly care, just as Jesus himself did. And while in the past I may have brought to you one of my intentions here or there, this time I want to do something new. This time I want to give you all. In other words, Saint Joseph, I'm not here to offer you a regular novena for just one of my intentions. Rather, I want to forever entrust to you all of my needs and cares, trusting that you will bring them with Mary to your son, Jesus. Dear Saint Joseph, as the best of fathers, as the one God chose to be the virginal father of Jesus, I believe that you know what I need better than I do myself. So go ahead, Saint Joseph. I give you permission to care for me as your child. In doing so, I trust that you will do everything in your power to make my life into something beautiful for God. I trust that you will watch over me and that your prayers will guide me, bless me, and protect me. I trust that you will now care for me with the same love and tenderness with which you cared for Jesus. I'll confirm this special relationship with you in 9 days, when I make my prayer of consecration. Saint Joseph, powerful intercessor, please pray for me and all of my intentions.
Agnus Dei, Filius Patri.
Dear Saint Joseph, I'm thinking about the angel's words to you. Do not be afraid to take Mary for your wife. Saint Joseph, you weren't afraid. You trusted God, and now you truly are the husband of Mary. After Jesus, you are the dearest person to her heart. Well, Saint Joseph, as my spiritual father, I now ask you to speak to Mary about me, about my life. If you kindly adopt me as your spiritual child, then I know all the more that Mary will take me to her heart as well. Both of you truly are my spiritual parents, and just as any good father wants to see his children love their mother, I know that you will help me to know and love my spiritual mother more. By your powerful prayers, I ask you to help me realize what a gift I have in Mary. Pray for me, that I will better appreciate her motherly role in my life. Saint Joseph, I know that you love her. I know it makes you happy to see her children love her with all their hearts. Therefore, as I prepare to consecrate myself totally to your fatherly care, I give you permission. In fact, I'm pleading with you. Help me appreciate my mother Mary even more. Saint Joseph, loving spouse of Mary, please help me to love my spiritual mother even more.
Dominus Deus Sabaoth, plenisunt celi.
Dear Saint Joseph, as the foster father of Jesus, you provided for his human needs. Through the works of your hands, he had food to strengthen him, a house to give him shelter, and clothes to keep him warm. Now, from heaven, you're still working, Saint Joseph. Indeed, the loving labor of your prayers provide for all the members of the body of your Son. But as I'm preparing to consecrate myself completely to you, I ask you to please provide for me and for my loved ones in a special way. Through your prayers, please make sure that we always have food to eat, a roof over our heads, and clothes to wear. Also, please pray for us that in times of abundance, we will never forget God. Pray for us that we will always be grateful for God's gifts and that we will never be a slave to things like food or money, pleasure or power. Finally, help us always to remember and be generous with the poor. Saint Joseph, with you as my spiritual father, I will do my best not to give in to useless anxiety about my job, money, or material things. I believe you will always make sure I have what I need, and as a good father, I ask that you indulge me a bit by even providing for my material wants, provided they don't take me away from Jesus. Saint Joseph, good provider, please provide for my needs through your powerful prayers.
Domine Filii Unigenite, Jesu Christe.
Dear Saint Joseph, when I think that God gave me a guardian angel and Saint Michael to daily watch over me and defend me, I'm not afraid. But then when I think that you, who are even more powerful before God, are my spiritual father, when I think that you are the terror of demons, when I think of how you protected the baby Jesus from Herod, then I am completely at peace, or at least I know I should be. Saint Joseph, please pray that I will have the peace that comes from trusting in your fatherly protection. Saint Joseph, I believe that you will protect me from my enemies, seen and unseen. I believe that you will protect me from bodily and spiritual harm. I trust in your fatherly care. Saint Joseph, I will do my best not to give in to fear, knowing that you are praying for me in a special way as a child who has formally consecrated himself to your fatherly care. Saint Joseph, strong guardian, please defend me with your prayers.
In gloria Dei Patris.
Dear Saint Joseph, you did God's will. Dare I say, you did it perfectly. Saint Joseph, I also want to do God's most perfect will. But on my own, I will fail. I need your help. I trust that with you as my spiritual father, you will guide me to always do God's most perfect will. Truly, Saint Joseph, I want to reach the degree of glory that God has prepared for me in heaven. I want to bear fruit that will last. I don't want to let God down. I want to be a saint. Help me, Saint Joseph. You see how weak and sinful I am. But teach me, good Father. Help me to follow the commandments and please make my heart sensitive to the inspirations of the Holy Spirit. I know that as I entrust myself to your care, you will guide me and show me how to always do God's will. I give you permission to redirect the stream of my life if it ever departs from God's most perfect will. Saint Joseph, who did God's will, please always keep me in God's most perfect will.
Agnus Dei, qui tollit.
Dear Saint Joseph, as the day draws closer when I will fully consecrate myself to you, as I draw closer to you, I can't help but notice the scars on your heart, how you suffered with love. You suffered darkness and confusion when Mary was found with child. You suffered the sacrifice of your flesh as you lovingly offered up the absence of bodily intimacy in marriage. You suffered a sword in your heart with Mary when Simeon foretold the passion of your son. You suffered stress and uncertainty when you had to escape with your family to Egypt and live as an immigrant. You suffered crushing anxiety when your 12-year-old son was lost for 3 days. You daily suffered fatigue and bodily aches from your manual labor. Worst of all, your fatherly heart grieved at knowing that you could not be there for Jesus and Mary when their darkest hour would one day come. Saint Joseph, thank you for what you suffered in God's service, in union with your son for my salvation. I love you, Saint Joseph. Thank you for your yes. Now please help me to suffer with love as you did. When I suffer, help me not to complain. Help me not to forget love. Help me not to forget others. Dear Saint Joseph, through my suffering, watch over my poor heart. May it not harden, but rather become more merciful. Help me to remember all God's children who are suffering in the world, and help me to offer my suffering for them and for the good of the Church. I am counting on you, Saint Joseph. I know you will be with me. Help me to suffer with love. Saint Joseph, who suffered with love, please help me also to suffer with a love like yours.
Propter magnam gloriam tuam, Domine.
Dear Saint Joseph, I said I want to be a saint, and saints need to be pure, not only of body but of soul. Regarding purity of body, Saint Joseph, guard me, protect me, and defend me from temptations against purity. I rely on you, Saint Joseph. Don't let me fall. Don't let my eyes or thoughts wander. If they do, please bring them back to Jesus. I trust in you, Saint Joseph. You lived purely with Mary in the midst of her beauty. Help me to see the beauty of others with your own pure vision. If I fall, help me to find God's mercy and free me from any bondage to such sin. Regarding purity of intentions, help me to do everything, not to please myself or others, but to please God alone. Give me this grace, as my dear spiritual father. I trust in you, Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph, pure of heart, please lend me your own purity of heart.
Solus sanctus, tu solus dominus, tu solus altissimus.
Dear Saint Joseph, I know the Bible doesn't speak directly of your joy, but how could you not have been full of joy? I'm sure you were. You lived in the presence of Jesus and Mary. Well, Saint Joseph, please pray for me that I will also find my joy by also living in their presence. And having yourself lived in their presence, you must have been a man of such peace. Saint Joseph, please pray for me that I keep my joy and not give in to sadness, laziness, or discouragement. Also pray that I keep my peace of soul and not hold on to anger and bitterness in my heart. Help me to be merciful to everyone by offering forgiveness, that I might also, like you, be a man of true peace and joy. Saint Joseph, man of peace and joy, please put me at peace and help me find joy. Dear Saint Joseph, I know I am going to die. When I do, I trust that you will be there to greet me with Jesus and Mary in a special way. Promise me this. I trust you. I believe that you will be there for me. For my part, I will try not to be afraid of my death, and I will live my life in preparation for it. I will maybe even look forward to it as the time when I will get to meet you face to face. Prepare me for my death, whenever it may be. If it is sudden, please make sure that my soul is prepared, and please make sure I will not be lost. Dear Saint Joseph, obtain this grace for me, as I consecrate myself to your fatherly care. Tomorrow I am fully yours. Probably some day after that I will die, and I give you permission to take me home to my father's house when that day comes. Saint Joseph, who died so beautifully, please prepare my soul for death.
Miserere nobis.
Dear Saint Joseph, on this day, before God and your Immaculate Spouse, Mary, I choose you as my spiritual father forever. I formally entrust myself to your fatherly care. I love you and I trust in your prayers for my life. As your spiritual child, I give you full permission, and in fact, I'm begging you to please act in my life, especially by praying for me constantly in a special way, bringing me even deeper into the hearts of Jesus and Mary, providing for me and all my loved ones, guarding and protecting me from bodily and spiritual evil, guiding me to always do God's most perfect will, helping me to suffer with love and without complaint, giving me purity of body and of soul, forming me into a person of peace and joy, preparing me for a beautiful and happy death. From this day forward, Saint Joseph, you are my spiritual father, and I am your child. I trust you and I love you, and I look forward to meeting you one day in heaven. I ask all this in Jesus' name and for the glory of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hosanna in excelsis.